Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 29 regarding Anthony Curtin, C-U-R-T-I-N. Anthony Curtin is a 60-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 11-14-20, where he was strapping down a double flatbed trailer and injured his right shoulder and neck. He went to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn labrum and rotator cuff. This was repaired surgically by Dr. Ponzio on 1-7-21. Period has completed his course of active treatment. Period, new paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Curtin was seen at Virtual Occupational Health on 11-16-20. Period. He related 2 days earlier. He was securing a load when it slipped in the mud and hurt his shoulder. Period, he felt a pop and pain and swelling and had severely limited range of motion. Period, he tried to work today but had difficulty driving a stick shift and also trying to tie the heavy loads. Period, x-rays of the right shoulder were normal except for degenerative changes. Period, he was diagnosed with a sprain of the right shoulder and rotator cuff capsule and was initiated on conservative care, including a sling. Period, he returned on 11-18-20 and had minimal improvement. Period. He was then referred for an MRI of the right shoulder that was done on 12-4-20 to be inserted here. Period. He also had chest x-ray on 12-31-20 at the referral of Dr. Ponzio. Period. New paragraph. He did see Dr. Ponzio postoperatively on 4-19-21, noting rotator cuff repair was done on 4-7-21. Period. We are not in receipt of the actual operative report. Period. On 6-16-21, Dr. Ponzio explained MRI showed that there is no retraction of the repair of the rotator cuff. Period, the injection of the intraarticular fluid did not extend outside the shoulder joint. Period, the bicep tendon was intact and within an intertubular groove. Period, the labrum was in its proper location without tearing. Period, there were no signs of arthritis. Period, radiologist read, quote, postoperative changes, acromioclavicular joint with fluid in the joint more prominent than on the prior study. Period, end quote. Dr. Ponzio explained the joint was arthritic and the AC joint was not addressed surgically. Period. So, he had Mr. Curtin participate in physical therapy and limited activities. Period, follow-up continued through scratch that, 7-14-21. Period, he was yet to plateau. Period, there was minimal to moderate rotator cuff weakness with sustained resistance and much better tolerance with movement. Period. Active right shoulder flexion was 165 degrees and abduction 170 degrees. Period, external rotation was 60 degrees and internal rotation to L5. Period, there was no tenderness palpation about the EC joint. Period, strength was 4/5 for forward flexion and abduction, but 5/5 with internal and external rotation. Period. He had negative provocative maneuvers. Period. At that juncture, Dr. Ponzio deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could resume normal activities. Period. Physical exam. extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed portal scars at the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired active right shoulder abduction was 110 degrees with flexion 150 degrees. Paired extension was 35 degrees with tenderness. Paired motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Paired tenderness to palpation laterally and anteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none elsewhere. Paired hands with elbows, normal shoulder maneuvers. He reported tenderness with Hawkins, near, empty can, cross arm reduction, and aptly scratch tests on the right, which were all negative on the left. Cervical spine, he had mildly reduced active bilateral rotation to 35 degrees, but motion was otherwise full without discomfort. Brady was tender to palpation about the right power vertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the light on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions. Anthony Curtin injured his right shoulder while trying to tie down a load on his trailer. Period. He initially was treated conservatively, but remained symptomatic. Period. He had a right shoulder MRI and 12/4/20 to be inserted here. Period. He saw Dr. Ponzio, who performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered. Period. A repeat MRI was done on 6/15/21 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Ponzio reviewed these results on 7/4/21 and cleared the petitioner to return to full duty. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination found decreased active range of motion by the right shoulder, more pronounced than when released by Dr. Ponzio. Period. He also had subjectively positive responses to nearly every provocative maneuver about the right shoulder, where this also belies his exam with Dr. Ponzio. Period. He did have intact strength and sensation. Period. There was mildly reduced and symmetric active cervical range of motion consistent with his age. Period. Sperm's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.